While I was having my very great disturbance of setting things up for over 3.5 hours, I realized that I was becoming filled with enormous stress, and that this stress was really starting to hit me heavily. So I had to somehow do this as fast as I could for your sake. I had to somehow or another make things work. I had to somehow make it. But at the same time, I was running out of the ability to do it. I saw my mind was flying in different directions, and stress was saying, it can't be done. And when I got into this it can't be done mood, all of a sudden it made such an enormous pressure on my heart. And then that made me stop and think for about 5 seconds. And then I realized that if I allow myself to think like this, I'm never going to be able to accomplish anything today. So I forced myself to ignore the fact that there were people out there waiting and that I was going to be very late. And I just realized that all these subtitles and everything are there still in the picture. So I'm and I had to just ignore the fact that there was all this expectation. And I had to just focus on trying to resolve the difficulties one after another. So one of the points was to eat breakfast, because when you do these things without eating, your blood sugar is all messed up. So while I was eating, I was reading a book. It's a really wonderful book. I've been reading it regularly every time I eat. And there was one section in where the lady was talking about alignment. Alignment. Alignment refers to being lined up with or in tune with or in harmony with something. So I was meditating on that. I was thinking about that alignment. It's such an important thing. It's so essential. It's so axiomatic, basically, to my existence or all of our existence as spiritual beings. And so then I just tried to shift my consciousness to align with the divine energies. And immediately there was a reciprocation. Now, I don't mean to say that mysteriously and mystically the stress I was feeling dissolved away. It was not like that. It wasn't a magical cure. But it was a shift in direction. And that was very significant. Now, I know that we like to think, or we like to fantasize, or at least I have found that part of my understanding, that you just simply connect to the divine energy and everything will be okay. All anxiety and tension dissipates. And one can accomplish anything. But in reality, it's not precisely like that. At least in my reality, and I have heard from others it's similar, that when you manage to align yourself again with the divine energies, the stress or the anxieties become relegated, they become less important, they become less damaging. They're still there. They are still somehow or another part of your existence. They're still reverberating in the background. But it is not that these things dictate or determine the choices you make. I know, for example, when I'm in really deep stress, and usually that stress is related to time. I have a short period of time, and I have to accomplish these tasks. otherwise, you know, fill in the blank, something bad's going to happen. If I have enough time, I can basically figure out, I don't know, anything I need to figure out. It all boils down to the time I have to do a task. You know, I was thinking previously to this this morning, the topic of my lecture would be, quote, "We can handle anything," unquote. And this morning, while I was trying to handle the situation, I was thinking, gee, you know, I can't handle anything. Because when that which I have to do is bound by time, that extra factor places such a stress upon me that my capacity to handle anything becomes incredibly decreased. And it affects me physically, it affects me mentally, it affects me in all kinds of ways. I was thinking, how am I going to speak? My mind is completely disturbed by this. So then the idea to have as a lecture topic, I can handle anything, just was pushed aside. And then I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? Another stress on top of all of this. But it was a very good lesson. I'm not saying that everything that happened technically is because it had to teach me something. Because technical things often happen simply because the people who write these programs are not good programmers. Or that hardware doesn't like what you just did. But I see it that there was this situation. And in this situation, I had to deal with it. And there was no way to deal with it in a stress mode. So I had to just push aside these expectations and just try to align myself with another kind of energy. And I had to think, okay, I'm going to be really late. And if somebody doesn't want to wait, I feel sorry about that. But really, there's nothing more I can do. I'm doing the best I can. And even though that didn't resolve the problem, it made me feel a lot better. Maybe 50, 60%. Just this confidence in myself that I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing as much as I can. I cannot do more than this. So relax and just move forward in the best way I can. So, yes, we can handle everything. We can handle anything that's placed upon us. But we may not be able to do it in our expectation. We may not be able to do it in time. And if so, we have to accept that. We just have to accept because there's nothing more we can do about it. We just have to accept that it's just the way it is. It's just what is. I was thinking about that in relationship to disasters. Now, if you're in, for example, a physical disaster, let's say all of a sudden, I don't know, there's some kind of an explosion or something and you have to dash for cover. You just simply have to react. You have to do the best you can. And because time may not be on your side, you have to accept the consequence of whatever it is. In other words, whatever is, and that's really all that matters. In other words, all that really counts is that one should simply do what one can do under any and all circumstances. Now, what does that really have to do with alignment? Well, when I accepted this, that I cannot do more than what I can do, and I actually sat down to eat something, and I started reading this book, and I read this paragraph about alignment. about the choices we make when we align ourselves to different energies. I immediately felt a lot better. I immediately understood that when you accept that you can only do what you can do, it doesn't mean that you're alone. There are energies. There are personalities. There is help at all times, because we're never alone. We're never the only actors. There are divine energies which are there to help us, to support us, to believe in us, and to encourage us. So when it's alignment, it's a question of what do we align to? So one thing I know about me is that I always want to be aligned with the desires or with the energy of the Supreme. I want to be aligned with Radha and Krishna. I want to be aligned with these divine beings. I don't mean to say I want to just be a puppet. I don't mean when I say alignment, I don't mean that I'm just a mindless puppet or I just get orders and I'm just going to fulfill the orders. But I mean alignment in a cooperation that says, I am here for you, you are here for me. I want to be aligned to that energy that you feel is best for us. In other words, a cooperative alignment. Because I know what I know. My understanding is limited to this sphere and perhaps some other expanded sphere. But the consciousness of the Supreme is not limited in that way. And so therefore, the Supreme, the energy of the Supreme, the consciousness of the Supreme, not only knows what is the best means for me to align with that which is best for me, but also which is best for me in relationship to my world or what is around me, so that I can be a significant, relevant, and helpful part of this world. Because I like to be helpful. I like to render service. I like to be of service. But to do that, I have to have some assistance. Otherwise, my desires to be of service may be, imperfectly directed. So I ask the Supreme to guide me. I ask the Supreme to direct me. And I just allow myself to accept that energy of direction. I allow myself to accept that energy of guidance. And again, I'm not giving up my independence in the sense of giving up my own free will. I'm not giving up my choice. I'm not giving up my conscience. I'm not giving up my desires. I'm doing something very axiomatic, fundamental, and basic by saying, me, this living entity, this person, this spiritual, energetic personality, wishes to align himself with the Supreme Consciousness. And I am requesting that Supreme Divine Consciousness to guide me, to direct me, to have my consciousness align with exactly what is the best for it to be and for the best it is to do. And I, as an individual, do not find any other situation to be superior to this. Sometimes I have seen that people feel badly asking for this kind of guidance and direction in things which they might consider to be mundane. For example, what to eat. Let's just use that as an example, because it could be the same for sleeping or for taking care of your health in other ways, or for who you might be friends with, or how you might respond to somebody. Each and every one of these seemingly small things can either be done independently, which means we just make the decision, we just figure out what to do, we just do whatever it is that needs to be done, or it can be done in alignment with the Supreme. The idea being that why should I try to be independent in all my affairs when I can be aligned with the consciousness of these beings who have an all-encompassing vision and who can guide me, correct me, help steer me on the path which is best for me. It seems to me to be something which is not even a debatable point. I see absolutely no reason why I shouldn't want to have that alignment. It's 100% in my interest as a living being, as a human being, to get that alignment. It's 100% in my interests to be aligned with the Supreme. So to ask the question, what's in it for me? That's the answer. Everything's in it for me. And I'm not talking here about surrender. The word surrender, if you see it in a kind of very, very devotional light, you have this feeling of surrender, kind of like just letting go of your personal proprietorship and allowing yourself to be embraced by the plan of God. And that's okay. But there's a connotation to this surrender, this word surrender. It means I've been fighting in a battle, and now I'm in front of a superior force, so I wave the white flag, and I have my hands in the air or my hands on the head, and I march out with my eyes on the floor and say, I'm sorry, I have been fighting against you. I'm now surrendering myself, and you do with me as you want. That feeling or that definition of the word contaminates the concept. Therefore, I don't like that word, surrender. It's because it has this other connotation, this other innuendo that contaminates the beauty of the concept. So therefore, I like this word alignment because it doesn't have that contamination. It doesn't have that feeling that I've been so bad and now I'm going to surrender and wave the white flag. It's not like there's a battle. It's not a battle between me and someone else. It's that I want to align myself with Radha and Krishna. I want to align myself with their divine loving energy, with their overwhelmingly powerful and all-encompassing consciousness and intelligence. I want to align myself so that I may have this great source of guidance, of wisdom, of watching out for me if I'm going to step in the wrong way. In other words, if there's going to be something I should know about, I want to be aligned in such a way that I can know it. So alignment is a much how should we call it, more sophisticated, more true, and a much more spiritual concept than the word surrender. Many religions speak about surrender in different words, but what they really mean is to let yourself be in the arms of God, to be carried by God. And that's okay, but I want to, with this alignment, it moves it to just another realm of responsibility. Alignment means you are still responsible. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for your choices. And therefore, you are responsible for your actions, for your words, for your plans, for how you choose to work for the sake of others when they need it, how you choose to manifest your loving, healing energy in the world around you. It also allows you to be a powerful spiritual personality. A powerful spiritual personality. And that's very important. As a powerful spiritual personality, you have this power to express your loving energy to those around you and thus heal them from their traumas or give them power to heal themselves. All of us, every one of us, and this goes without exception, as the spirit we are very powerful. We have that capacity to show our love and to heal with our love. We all have this, but we don't accept it. We cover it. We neglect it or reject it. There are millions of reasons why. But the basic point is that it's our choice to push away our power. It usually has a lot to do with fear, because either there's love or there's fear. When you're afraid of responsibility, when you're afraid of manifesting your power because it will mean responsibilities and expectations and duties, and to actually love and care for others. When you push that away, then you become this small, insignificant, unimportant soul who should simply do what he's told for his own sake. But I see that as a concept based on negativity, a concept based on reinforcing that which is wrong about our spiritual consciousness today. We are reinforcing our ignorance by accepting such an idea. And we are therefore not able to be of service or to change the world significantly by offering healing, loving, spiritual energy to all who come in contact with us, and even those who don't, who just simply feel our energy. Can you imagine what a wonderful world it would be if every spirit soul allowed themselves to just allow their love to expand, to allow their loving energy to heal the traumas of at least those who are around them. If every person could help heal the trauma of 2, 3, 4 people around them, well, obviously the whole world would be healed. But if only 1/4 of the world were to heal 4 persons around them, it would heal everybody in the world, perhaps. I guess it depends on where they are. Now, when you align yourself with Radha and Krishna, It is not that you place yourself in an inferior position. This idea of inferior and superior are not part of the alignment process. I don't even want to talk about it, whether I'm inferior or equal or whatever to anyone. I see this kind of discussion, better and worse, higher and lower, inferior, superior, as being a product of a, shall we call, a really serious misunderstanding. A misunderstanding of what is spirit. Spirit is neither higher nor lower. Spirit is spirit. I am spirit. I am neither higher nor lower. And the Supreme does not want us to feel inferior. It's counterproductive. The Supreme wants us to feel love. Is there higher and lower love? Some people would like to say so in relationship to unconditional love being higher than conditional love. And yes, unconditional love is the best form of it. But hey, I'll take love in any form. And once we grab that love in any form, it's our growth, it's our evolution that gradually brings us to the platform of unconditional love. Unconditional love is very rare. But it is so wonderful. And yes, it is the evolutionary top of the mountain to get to unconditional love. Now, the Supreme loves us unconditionally. And it doesn't matter whether it's higher or lower. There's just this love. So when we align ourselves with the Supreme, we are doing exactly what the Supreme wants of us, to become part of the whole once again, to become connected. How can you be connected if you are not aligned? How can you be aligned if you are not connected? This connection and alignment are completely connected, are totally parts of this concept. You can't have one without the other. So by aligning ourselves with the Supreme, we have full and total capacity, total connection to our power. We have also connection to the unlimited source of power. And we can be a channel for that power when it's needed. And our own consciousness of love will be felt by those around us. And we will have guidance just to do things sometimes which we may not have expected. We may move in a direction we may not have expected. Something will arise and we just say, yes, let's go with it. And wonderful things can happen. Because when you are in alignment with the Supreme and the Supreme guides you, that which you are guided into is by definition greater than anything you could have ever thought of. So this alignment, this connection is the fundamental axiomatic basis of all spiritual truth, of all spiritual energy. This is wonderful. To be aligned like this is the most wonderful thing you can have in spiritual existence. And therefore, even when I'm incredibly stressed, trying to do something, I really see it that the only point that counts is to feel the connection and not have expectation, not have demands. It must be like this. But rather to simply accept whatever it is that is placed before me within this grand cosmic scheme of life, and go with whatever it is, and take that help wherever I am, even if I've made a mistake. You know, every endeavor is covered by fault, like fire is covered by smoke. That's just the way it is. You can't do things perfectly, at least not for a lot of time. There'll always be errors. There'll always be mistakes, even if you are aligned with the Supreme. I'll give you an example. Sometimes I'm about to do something. My hand is moving. It just happens suddenly. My hand is moving to do something. And I hear, oh, that's going to be a problem, or that's going to cause some breakage, or that's going to be something. But my hand is already moving in that direction, and I can't stop it. And then it happens. And I knew it would happen at that time as I was doing it. There are other occasions where my mind is going like when a snowball goes down a mountain and grows larger and larger. I'm doing some project and it's just step after step after step. And then I just kind of go where I just kind of just like moves forward and forward. And even though I know, uh-oh, this is not right. I'm doing something wrong here. But it's like going forward on its own momentum. Now, I know that some people might think that we always have the choice to open our eyes and thus change what is happening. But here's an example how it's not so. Let's say you eat something, which as soon as you swallow it, you know this is going to cause a big problem. But no matter what you do, you can't change it. You already swallowed it. Another example. It's icy out on the road, and you're driving, and you feel somehow that you just lost a little control, and you know that's not good, and you're sharp and clear, and you want to control the situation, but the car spins anyway, and you slide off the road. There are many situations where the situation has already started to manifest, and you don't know when that start was, because you're not the only factor in life. There's nature. There's time. There's other living entities with their desires and their plans. There's the culmination of consequences from the past. All of these things can create a situation or a circumstance whereby things move and you just have to deal with it. Now, okay, let's say that car is spinning. Plan A was stop the spin. But that's not working. I mean, even really, really, really good drivers cannot always stop spins. You see it in these big race car competitions. So then plan B comes into action, which is plan to have a crash, but situate yourself in the car in the best way you can and pray and hope for the best. Or even plan C, I'm going to die now, so I let go and deliver myself to the Supreme. But when you are aligned with the energy of the Supreme, when you are aligned with the consciousness of the Supreme, you always move within that alignment. You always move within that consciousness. And you feel safe in that way. And even if your car is going to lead you right into a tree, and you know this is the end, you accept it. That's really the benefit of alignment. Not that you'll always do everything right. Not that you'll always be free from error. Not that everybody's always going to be happy with you. And not even that you're always going to be alive in this wonderful condition you are now. But that you are aligned with the Supreme regardless of these circumstances that are taking place. Regardless of the situation around you. So really, I suppose it is true that we can handle anything. But it would not be true to say we can always do everything in the way we think we should. I was going to say we can't always do everything successfully or right. But then again, these are relative terms. I mean, what is success? What is right? You'd have to define these things. And it all depends on how you think and how you feel at the present moment. But we can safely say you can't always do everything the way you think you should. But you can always deal with everything. Because after all, you have no other choice. You can always get through everything. Fear says, I can't deal with it. Fear says, I can't handle it. Fear says, this is going to be something which is going to cause me such a situation that I'm absolutely, totally finished, devastated, whatever, you name it. And confidence is the opposite of that fear. It says that I may not like what's happening. I may not be happy with what's happening. Right now, I may not think that what's going to happen is the best or is a great circumstance. But I mean to say, you can deal with it. You can make the best of any situation. And that's a very, very important point. A very important point. You know, we have each other. We are our own greatest asset. We can help each other. We can support each other. We can do something to heal each other. We can allow each of us to feel that love that carries us, that supports us, that embraces us together in a spiritual family. That asset we always have, and it is never, ever going to be taken away from us. Everything else can be, and will be at death, taken away from us. But this connection with other souls will never be taken away from us. And this connection with the divine, the supreme, will never be taken away from us. And therefore, it is the greatest asset we can have or we will ever have. This capacity to be together as spiritual beings, together with the divine, together with the supreme, as spiritual beings. This is our right. This is our quality. This is the basis, the fundamental basis of our existence, of all existence. And because of that, we have a very great capacity as individuals. And I'd like to just end at that thought, that beautiful thought, and take a little break, 10 minutes, and then do a meditation, where we can all do a meditation together and try to feel this alignment or to somehow call it upon ourselves and feel the connection, learn how to be there for others too.